All right, boys and girls, are you ready to get fit?
I'm ready.
Too bad, we're doing foot bag. Roll the music. Our new fucking theme song sucks. Play the old one.
Attention shoppers, today's 69 cent special is a two-pack.
TJ Cole and Kevin Smith.
Who scheduled that change of music?
Yeah, it would be you.
I sort of do it.
You are the keeper of the schedule.
In the rhythm of the night.
Welcome to 69 Cent Special. I'm Kevin Smith.
I'm TJ Cole. I ruined my own vocal cords.
What did you do?
When I was doing the inhaling robot voice.
Oh, well, you should have done that.
With my inhale.
You shouldn't have done that.
Cheese pits.
Cheese pits.
Da-da.
Yet another joke that I've stolen from Aaron Ego Raptor Hansen.
Da-da.
Stop doing Thus Spake Zarathustra.
Zarathustra in my house.
Quit doing that. It's weird.
Those waveforms are awful square.
It's weirding me out. You're doing
awful
inward
square waveforms.
It wasn't high enough. It
inward
wasn't
singing.
Ah, oh, got it. Don't do it, kids.
Fucking don't do. Stop. Welcome to 69 Cent Special, where we cough,
where we die,
and we're gonna watch a fucking
rib bit.
Yeah, I'm wearing the Rib a Bit shirt.
Hell yeah, dude.
I fucking love this shirt.
What are we watching?
We're watching Footbag Basics, Just for Kicks.
Just for Kicks.
It's been a while since we've done an instructional video. I think it really has. The last one was Yo-Yo?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
And we had a great time with that.
Aw, such a blast.
It almost made us buy yo-yos.
Yeah, actually, it almost did.
I don't think this one's going to get us to buy hacky sacks, as they're known now.
Or back in the day known as footbags.
I think also squares, also know it as footbag.
That's true.
Are we square? Or were you?
I'm sort of rhomboid.
This episode not sponsored by Square. Or Squarespace.
Ah. Or I don't know any other square related
four
things.
Square meals a day.
Ah. Or Foursquare. Does that app still exist?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I don't think it's doing well.
I have no idea.
If they made Foursquare...
Or Yelp bought it or something.
What if the app Foursquare occasionally let you do like a power bomb?
I'm sorry.
You know where you would like kind of grab the ball and like smash it real hard?
Oh, hell
I played
yeah,
a lot
dude.
Of Foursquare back in the day.
Foursquare, yeah, that was one of my elementary school romps.
We had variants in
that,
my high
like,
school.
Wall ball. My, I don't remember any of the variants of Foursquare.
Well, we just made them up.
Well, sure. But
like kids do.
Like what variants did you guys...
There was one where we all had to have like a special move.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
And we had to name it.
It's like I think Foursquare Entertainment.
I think I named mine just the word fuck because I had just learned that word. And if there's one thing that anyone should not be surprised about learning about my childhood...
My special move is just the word fuck.
It was just fuck, and then I would just play normally because they would all just start laughing. And I would win every time.
Oh, see, if we had that sort of thing, mine would be just something just cringe con 9.
Oh yeah, well I was in fourth grade.
Yeah, so
there's nothing that I was doing that was
so
not
like,
cringe.
What was I into in fourth grade? Like how old was I? I don't even remember. I'd have been probably around 8 or 9.
Right around there.
And, God, what was I into? So that was, okay, N64.
Mm-hmm.
So probably Zelda or Mario Kart.
Mm-hmm.
So it would probably be something, like, related
blue,
to those.
Blue Shell.
Yeah, or like I would just go, ha! And, like, hit the ball or something.
Yeah. It would be written down as like Lynx yelling.
Yeah, just in like like angle brackets.
Yes. Yeah. Because you were smart enough to use angle brackets.
Yeah, but not smart enough to come up with a fucking name.
I mean, mine was just called Fuck.
That's true, but that's still a catchier name than Link's attack sound.
We had a bunch. If I had done one based on my actual interests back then, it would have been something Goosebumps related, which would have been infinitely more cringy.
Yeah,
but not even the good Goosebumps. Not Haunted Mask.
Not the TV.
Not the TV show.
The books.
I was reading the books.
Nice.
And I was not reading the good ones.
Oh.
I didn't read Say Cheese and Die. I didn't read fucking Ghost Next Door, a classic.
Okay.
If there ever was. Do I know way more about Goosebumps than you?
Oh, by far. Okay. I don't think I was too scared of the books.
Were you?
Yeah.
I have good news for child you.
Mm-hmm.
They were not scary.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was reading like Young Jedi and shit like that.
Those were probably more scary than...
Or Galaxy of Fear.
Those were, I guarantee you, scarier than Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Goosebumps was not scary. It had the illusion of being scary.
Got it.
It had the illusion of suspense because every chapter ended in a cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
And the very next page, it would resolve that cliffhanger.
Oh, okay. They expected you as a kid to just put the book down every chapter?
Well, I don't... I honestly do not know how long they expected a Goosebumps book to last a child, but... When I was
reading... They were not long.
They're in very large print, very yes. widely spaced.
Yeah, I mean, like, Young Jedi was sort of like that, too. It was, like, 90 pages at, like, 16-point font.
I think these were, like, fucking less than 50 pages.
Wow.
At, like, 13-point... How big is 16? 16's pretty large?
16's pretty big. 12 is normal.
Okay, at, like, 16.
Yeah.
Double-spaced.
Oh, wow.
Every line.
Wow.
Not just between paragraphs.
There are a lot of books that I read as a kid that I've completely forgotten every single detail about.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember the titles. Like, I remember reading Aliens Don't Wear Braces.
I had a few of those.
Yeah. I forgot all the other books
I had. It's a time-traveling treehouse ones. And it would be like...
Yeah, I think my brother read those.
It would be like Muskets in the Morning.
Yeah.
Or
was it like the Treehouse Gang or something like that?
Yeah, the time-traveled Treehouse Gang. Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, my brother was into those. He really liked them.
Yeah, that's probably... those were probably the dumbest books that I liked.
I read Pendragon, but that was more like middle school, high school.
Pendragon was dope.
It was a good series, man.
Very good. We've talked about it before on the show.
Yeah, I was into those books.
I liked them a lot.
I mean,
They were pretty grim.
They were. Like, there's a whole scene with, like, dealing with the fact that your entire history has been erased.
Yeah.
More or less.
There's,
like, there's holy
one
shit.
Where he goes to the fucking Great Depression.
Yeah, it's... And, like, World War One and the Hindenburg. And
yeah, it's fucked up.
It's wild.
He blows up at least one plane of existence.
Oh, yeah. He's gotta. But yeah, no, those
and
books
one time
great.
He went to Waterworld starring Kevin Costner. It was awful.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, I read those. I mean, late elementary school was Harry Potter.
Of course.
That was sort of the in vogue at the time.
I had a bitterness towards Harry Potter.
Because everyone was reading it?
Because I sort of resembled
the
title character.
I had a bowl cut. I completely understand.
Darker hair.
I had that feeling...
circular glasses.
In high school when Watchmen came out.
You kind of like looked like... Owlman?
No. No.
Oh, the Rorschach that they casted for the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, that was fairly short-lived, luckily, but it was kind of annoying.
That movie sucked.
That movie was hilarious, dude.
It blew. I had a high opinion of that movie until I, like, went back relatively mm-hmm. recently.
And rewatched it?
I didn't rewatch it.
Or, like,
I re-examined footage of it.
Was that a, Was that a Snyder movie?
Yeah, it's a Z-Sny.
Z-Sny.
Yeah.
That's the name of my Bothan character in Star Wars Edge of the Empire.
Z-Sny, the grim dark guy.
Z-Sny, the grim dark guy.
Whores. Sorry. Maggie Mayfish has
many,
a really good...
Many Bothans died getting this information.
Bill.
Bothans have died.
Inertia is the property of Bothans. Footbag basics.
Footbags.
What do we know about footbag?
I'm terrible at it.
Yeah. We both went to college. True. So you've experienced some amount of hacky sack.
Yes, yes. I like, even in high school, I did a little bit, but I was real bad.
Yeah, I was fucking garbage. I have bad hand-eye coordination at the best of times, mm-hmm. unless I'm holding a controller.
And now throw in the fact that you're using your feet instead.
Good God.
Yeah.
I have no idea how people play it. Occasionally, some people allegedly hit it with their head, which seems even harder to arrange.
Yeah.
Because you can't see it.
Yeah, you got to... It's because, like, if you angle yourself so that you're looking at it while it's coming down, you'll just hit yourself in the nose.
Right, and they do it off the top so they can bounce it back up.
Yeah.
I assume that the way you mostly play, quote-unquote, footbag is you wear shorts and mm-hmm. you just keep it off the ground for as long as possible.
Yeah, it was never so much... Like, when I saw people playing, it was never so much a game just as a pastime activity.
Right, you're just killing time.
But if it lands, you're like, oh, whatever. And you,
but apparently,
and you do a sweet trick by trying to flip it up in the air with your feet.
Apparently, there was at least once an official World Footbag Association.
Oh, shit. Does that still exist?
Otherwise known as Alpha.
Wait, so World...
Footbag Association.
Footbag Association.
The WFA.
Well, there's World Footbag, the website, worldfootbag.com, which sells footbags.
Okay.
They also have Footbag Worldwide, which is footbag.org, which is your single source of information about the sport of footbag.
That's probably what it's mutated into.
The Swiss Footbag Opened, or the Swiss Footbag Open will be happening in March.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. It was postponed until March, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
World Footbag. Oh, this is the company. Yeah. Man, there's still tournaments and shit. Well, damn.
I have no idea how you would score that. I guess we'll find out.
Yes, exactly.
I have a fucking novel on the back to read.
Go for it.
This is apparently used and endorsed by pro athletes and sports doctors.
Wow.
Okay. Now you can join millions of footbag enthusiasts who have discovered a whole new world of fun with enough challenges to last a lifetime. That I'll believe. Whether you're an aspiring Olympic hopeful... Sorry?
I'm sorry?
Whether Olympic you're hopeful? An aspiring hopeful? Olympic hopeful, do they play footbag at the Olympics? Or are they just hoping one day...
I know there's
day...
handball at the Olympics. I've never seen foot... Oh, the International Footbag Players Association?
Oh, hit me with that.
It's a U.S. 501c3 charitable nonprofit.
Oh, hey.
So we could join it.
I don't want to.
Was it ever a fucking...
I don't think it ever was.
I doubt it.
So they're hoping that it gets into the Olympics.
That's what I'm guessing.
Whether you're an aspiring Olympic hopeful, a recreational sports nut, or an energetic youngster or adult... Footbag will help to improve your footwork, cardiovascular fitness, agility, concentration, balance, flexibility,
Whoa.
Quickness, and confidence.
Is this like the superfood of sports?
It's the cayenne pepper of sports. You're going to be able to cough up blood clots the size of a softball. Footbag is one of the least expensive, yet most entertaining, enjoyable, and exciting activities you can experience. I'm going to... Least expensive? I'll grant.
You still gotta...
You need to purchase one footbag.
Yes.
Other than that, you have all of the materials necessary. However, enjoyable? Exciting? Entertaining?
It's more of a something to stave off boredom.
Right. I guess that does make it entertaining.
I guess it's got a mild entertainment factor.
Because what are you doing when you're staving off boredom, if not...
Entertaining yourself. That's a good point.
Just because you wouldn't actively seek it out.
Definitely not the most exciting thing ever, though.
No, certainly not.
No.
But at that budget.
Yeah.
Of course, consider the fact that you could purchase a yo-yo.
Yeah, yo-yos are exciting because there's also the threat of it hitting you in the
fucking
head.
Exactly. There's danger.
Yeah.
I still have three more fucking paragraphs.
Oh, my God.
Footbag is great preparation for other sports such as tennis. Hold on.
Wait. No, you're not allowed.
Soccer. I'll buy that
yep,
one.
Yep, yep. Uh-huh.
Basketball. No.
Not really.
Football, hit or miss.
if you're saying European football.
No, because you do.
He said soccer. I know that much.
So you get a little bit of footwork.
That's true. Maybe in American cardio, football. Maybe the cardio.
Racquetball. No.
Well, cardio.
And skiing. I guess hand-foot coordination?
I guess.
Foot-eye coordination, I guess.
Foot-bag coordination.
I guess. But is also a terrific activity for family and friends. All right.
Have you played Boggle?
I would rather play Boggle than do anything that this tape will contain.
What was... I forgot who said it. It was probably Mystery Science Theater, but they used the phrase full contact Boggle.
That's definitely a Mystery Science Theater.
That kills me. It's the thought.
Learn correct footbag techniques. The fucking correct
one. You got to use the right one.
Fundamentals and training drills from the pros. National footbag freestyle champions, Bruce Gettich.
Nice.
And Greg Cortopassi.
Oh, bless you.
As they demonstrate the four officially sanctioned footbag games. There's only four.
There's only four officially sanctioned footbag games?
Yes.
Huh.
Narrated by network sports commentator and aspiring footbagger, Bud Palmer.
Aspiring footbagger sounds like the most backhanded compliment.
Put that on my fucking business card.
Aspire, yes, like, programmer,
software engineer,
and entrepreneur, and aspiring footbagger.
What does that mean? I play hacky sack, but I'm bad at it.
Yeah, I want to footbag.
I think about it sometimes. Footbag Basics is 30 minutes of fun and exciting network quality video action. Look up Bud Palmer for me real
Bud
quick.
Bud Palmer, I'm on it.
That's Bud.
Bud.
And then Palmer like Arnold.
Okay. Bud Palmer.
Yeah.
Not the basketball player, right?
I mean, he's a sports commentator.
Sports commentator. No, this guy was the inventor of the jump shot.
So I no, think probably not him. The jump shot seems like it would have existed long before this videotape.
Hold on.
Which came out in 1987.
Well, let me... his career... No. Wait. Oh, yeah. Palmer went on to have a successful career as a sportscaster.
Okay, well, so that guy...
Uh-huh.
...is going to be narrating this.
The guy who invented the jump shot...
...is going to be narrating footbag basics just for kicks.
Brilliant.
So
absolutely brilliant.
My, how the mighty have needed to pay off.
My, how the mighty have footbagged.
How the mighty have needed to make a mortgage payment.
I was seeing if it was in Bud Palmer's filmography.
It probably isn't. Would you?
This video doesn't exist.
So this is a weird ass tape.
Yeah? Oh yeah, because the label is like
the label
is like made on a fucking typewriter.
Footbag Basics videotape. That's a
dot matrix.
That's a dot matrix.
Nice.
Guaranteed. The label's off center.
It's
got the instructions on the top.
It's wild.
I mean, it came out in 1987, so this is a fairly early. There's a side one. I didn't even see that.
Wow, so it's not a black spine.
Despite the fact the sleeve.
It's not one of the side sleeves.
Yeah. You'll never see the spine.
Sleeve. Oh, interesting. Seems like an oversight.
Or they expect you to throw away the box?
I don't know. Is this early in the VHS lifespan?
Well, 1987, that's pretty early.
Okay.
It's certainly around the time that home video was starting to become a thing.
More commonplace.
Well, because VHS and Betamax were both introduced so that you could record live TV. That was their
Correct.
Main purpose. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a fucking VCR. It's a video cassette recorder.
Correct.
So home video wasn't a thing for most of...
Because early on it was just buy blank tapes.
It was buy blank tape, you record the game, whatever, reuse the tape as many times as you
Schedule
want.
Schedule it so it records the game while you're...
Exactly. You can time shift however fucking much you want. Mm-hmm. Which is why... You know, you get stuff like the RCA DiscoVision or Laserdisc as concepts. Those are two different things, by the way.
Okay. Were those more designed for, like, buy a thing to watch?
They're home video.
Got it.
They were attempts at home video, but they hadn't really... RCA started the the DiscoVision or VideoDisc, whatever the fuck they ended up calling it, they started figuring that shit out in, like, I believe the late 60s.
Ooh, all right.
And it took them until the mid 80s.
Wow. A lot of research.
Internal politicking. Technology Connections is a really great series.
I was going to say, this sounds like a Technology Connections video.
I watch that all the time, which is how I know all this off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
It's great sleep material, and I don't mean that.
He's got a great voice.
I don't mean that as like a slight on him.
No.
I've seen it a million times.
It's relaxing.
So my brain is already it already knows what's coming next, so it's not, I don't have to stay up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Great videos, though.
Great videos. But those were kind of the first thoughts at putting home video as a concept, because nobody really thought of it like that.
Right, right.
Which is why there were discs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thought being, well, it looks like a record.
Mm-hmm.
People are used to purchasing
large
music
circles
on records.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if we make it similar to records, we can...
Video records.
Exactly. That's actually what the RCA one was trying to do.
Oh.
Literally, it was trying to repurpose that kind of technology. It didn't work very well.
Mm.
And Laserdisc made it to market before they did.
Oops.
So they looked like a copy of Laserdisc.
Yikes.
Which is not something you want to be.
No.
And Laserdisc, of course, had a long life in the educational sector.
Yes.
And was also like...
Even when I was in high school, one of my biology teachers still had... I think actually all of the biology teachers still had Laserdisc players.
Yeah.
And this was...
The only time...
Mid-2000s.
I only encountered Laserdiscs at school twice. One was in our gifted program, which I credit with, helping to destroy my life through untreated ADHD. he had like a laser disc of like this Egypt thing.
Sure.
Because he was really big into Egypt.
Egypt's cool.
And once, I believe this might have been the same player.
just moved around.
Yeah, at the same school.
Uh-huh.
Our librarian put on a video of some shit. I forget.
Yeah.
It wasn't Bill Nye, so I kind of tuned it out.
Exactly.
It wasn't Bill Nye, and it wasn't Magic School Bus. So my brain it just washed over my brain like water off a duck's back.
Foot bag.
How exciting do you expect the foot bag?
I'm more excited for the foot bag presenters.
I'm excited for them. Because, I hope they're wearing the shorts that they're on.
I mean, those like 80s super short shorts, those are like 80s basketball shorts.
Yes.
Like where like you're just a couple inches away from seeing side sack.
That's very interesting because when I think of basketball shorts, I think of very long.
Right, like the modern like even like the 2000s where they were really long.
Yeah.
Where we're talking like jorts length territory below the knee. Like if it were above the knee, that's ooh, no.
Well, because you don't want to expose your knee to damage.
I don't know. No, just like baggy clothing in that time was a lot more popular. So you wanted like your shorts below the knee,
Even now, shorts for playing basketball are pretty long.
They're shorter than they were in the 2000s.
Sure.
But they've gotten more form fitting.
Sure.
Like that's a thing. Like it's more slim.
Well, that's
but
just
length
aerodynamic.
Is still about the same. Yeah.
You know.
But just in terms of fashion, too, like things are slimming up.
But I mean, that's very interesting that like that was what basketball shorts looked like.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're very short.
Well, I think a little higher waisted, too.
Maybe we just overcompensated in the 90s.
We're like, they're too small. We got to make them big. Oh, too big.
scale back.
Oh, no.
That's just kind of the 2000, isn't it?
scale back.
Well, go too far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ain't that... The truth.
Fucking...
Ain't that the truth?
2000's Mortal Kombat, right?
Like,
we put too much 3D in. We gotta scale it back.
Yeah. And then we got too many
characters. Oh, no.
Oh, beans.
Beans.
I spilled all my characters in this Mortal Kombat.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm expecting this to suck.
Just but it's only a half hour, so let's
only
just
a half
get it
hour.
Over with.
Yeah, let's watch this.
Fuck it! Footbag!
Get on with it, footbags.
Is a good color.
I don't know why I said I don't know about you. I know for a fact what your favorite color is.
Footbag is my favorite color.
It's footbag.
Oh, God.
It's like a burp that's threatening.
Oh, it's like there. It's like, ah.
Yeah.
I'm going to come out when you least expect.
It's on the tip of my throat.
Tip of my esophagus.
Anyway, we just got done watching Footbag Basics. Just for kicks.
It was very 80s.
It was very 80s and much more entertaining than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, man. It was. Those, what were their names again? David Guetta and...
Nope.
Oh. Greg Carpaccio. Bruce Gettich and Greg Cortopassi.
Mm-hmm.
They were freaking good.
They were very good at the foot bag.
There was, no wonder that they're national freestyle champions.
There was also unnamed third man.
Ooh, Bud?
No, there was Bud Palmer, and then there was the caveman looking guy that served as like the example.
Yeah.
Or was he one of those two guys?
That was
Was that Greg?
I think that was, I couldn't tell. Yeah, because Bruce was mustache guy.
Bruce
right?
was mustache.
Yeah, so that was Greg.
That was Greg?
The bigger dude.
Okay, he looks like a caveman.
He does. He's a footbag caveman.
Not in the same way that like you think of a caveman where it's like long hair.
Like
unshaven.
Like what's his face from Hellboy? Sure. Ron Perlman.
No, because I don't think Ron Perlman is a caveman. I think of him more as like a statue that came to life and killed his creator.
It's like a gargoyle.
Yeah.
But not in like the look scary sort of way, but he does look a little intimidating.
He does look like he freezes in the daytime.
Looks like someone photoshopped his face smaller.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Love you, Ron. Come on the show.
Yeah. I love
Ron Perlman, friend of the show.
Hellboy is a fucking great movie. The first one.
The second one's actually really good too.
Hellboy 2 or the reboot?
Hellboy 2.
Got it.
Because that one was Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah. Oh. Visually gorgeous.
Visually gorgeous films.
Appealing.
Good acting.
Love the style.
You know.
I thought Ron Perlman was a fantastic Hellboy.
Ron Perlman's just good in everything, dude.
I'm trying to remember what other movies he's even in.
He was in the Mortal Kombat cartoon.
He was in one of my favorite movies of all time, Pacific Rim.
Yes, he was.
What'd you say? Mortal Kombat?
The Mortal Kombat.
Sorry.
My mouth was open. Again. Do you time it?
No. That one was like the burp that was stuck in your esophagus, like waiting there. And I'm like,
my burp came out of your ass?
You can throw your burps.
I can, but only to asses. It's awful.
What a superpower.
If you burped in someone's ass, like while you were eating ass, would that kill them?
Is that like injecting them with air?
Yeah.
Or are you just like blowing their colon up like a balloon?
Oh, gross.
Oh, God, I hate it.
I hate everything that I've ever been. Yeah, he was in the Mortal Kombat cartoon.
The cartoon? Who did he voice?
He was Striker, I believe.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
The cop.
Oh, okay. What else? I mean, I'm not going to look it up.
He was in like everything, dude.
Been a lot of stuff.
A lot of what I think he was in was Clancy Brown, however. Is it Brown? Mr. Krabs' voice.
What?
From SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs.
Okay. The voice actor of Mr. Krabs is what you're asking
Clancy
about?
Brown, yes.
Okay, what about him?
I think I get him and Ron Perlman's voices confused in my head.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Ron Perlman's voice is a little more like...
It's a little bit... Oh, he's the Fallout.
A little more cowboy.
He's Fallout.
Oh, is he Fallout?
Yeah, he
the
fell out.
The main character, Fallout?
Yeah. No, the war never changes. That's Ron Perlman.
That's Ron Perlman? Dope.
Yep.
Is that from New Vegas? Or just Fallout 3?
That's 3 and New Vegas.
Oh, okay.
And 4, I believe.
Wow, okay.
I think he's still doing it.
Just the motto of Fallout nowadays?
Well, I think he's just the narrator
he's
for
just
that.
The Fallout?
Yeah, because he does the endings too.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Not that
yeah,
either I of us have ever seen any endings of any Fallout game.
Not that I've played any Fallout games.
You've never played a Fallout game?
I own 3 New Vegas. I own those ones.
I recommend New Vegas, if only because you get to...
I've heard the story's very good.
You get to explode parts of Prim, which is always nice.
I mean, that's never a bad thing.
It's got a dinosaur.
Oh, that's
not
cool.
Real.
Oh.
But
I've heard the story is fun.
The story's very good, very well told.
Very well written.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it was written by the... It was done by the guys who did Fallout 1 and 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they made Obsidian.
Obsidian, yeah. What else has Obsidian done lately? Did they do...
They did the
Outer Rim?
Outer Reach.
Outer Worlds?
Outer Worlds, that's
outer
what it
worlds.
Is.
Outer Worlds. The mm-hmm. the upper atmosphere.
It's a... which is basically Fallout New Vegas in space.
Right.
I heard it was good. I haven't heard...
Yeah,
too
I
much.
Heard it was, I heard people enjoyed
super
it.
Super high praise about yeah. it. Not like Fallout New Vegas gets, where you know, it gets a little bit of, you know,
yeah,
blowjobby.
Yeah, a little fellatiotomy.
Yeah, a little fellatiotomy.
Yeah, it's not like, because I was watching the other day. I was watching like, excuse me, part five of you threw your burp again.
I did, but that time I threw it to your mouth. I'm getting better.
You're a burp bender.
Air. You know Aang could do some fart bending.
Oh, he could do some fart tricks, bro. He's like that.
You think he ever farts and then just makes the huge like cloud?
Like either that or like he farts and then like bends the air back in to fart again.
No, don't do that.
He's like, or like, because there was a French dude that could do that.
That sucks.
Well, he was like a performer that could like suck in air, like he moved his like stomach muscles, which would like suck in air to his butt, and he could fart at will. I forgot his name.
That sucks. I hate that. I hate knowing that.
Yeah.
Why'd you tell me that?
Because it's an impressive.
You were watching part five of what?
Oh, part five of the NoClip documentary on the making of Hades.
Sure.
I only saw part five because mm-hmm. I didn't realize there were four other parts.
Mm-hmm.
But goddamn, that game's good. Anyway,
listen, I'll talk up Hades forever. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
love that game.
It's nice to see a studio that doesn't just like eat itself, that like has a bunch of people with good work ethic
mm-hmm.
and a an owner that is incredibly humble and knows how to treat people.
And good passion.
Great passion. And
the games they make aren't crap.
Not at all. Like even their quote unquote worst is very good.
Yeah.
Like, I imagine people would consider maybe Pyre their weakest.
Yeah.
But even then, it's not a bad game.
No, yeah.
Like, Bastion was great.
Bastion was wonderful.
Haven't played Transistor.
Transistor, it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's more tactics-y.
Interesting.
It's kind of like if you combined XCOM, this is from what I remember.
Okay.
If you combine XCOM and Mega Man Battle Network.
Wow, okay, interesting.
Is what it kind of felt like. But it was more real-time.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, there was a lot of mechanics.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it that
can't
much.
Can't say they don't experiment.
No, they experiment like crazy.
They tend to have a favored like camera position.
Yeah.
Isometric.
Isometric.
Pyre is a little more just third, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. But Pyre was like RPG meets sports game, so that was...
Yeah,
it was wild.
I saw people that really enjoyed that game.
Yeah.
Not again. Not
their
my
soundtracks
thing.
Are always fucking banging.
Oh, dude, the soundtrack for Hades is just
incredible.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
it's so incredible.
I would buy a vinyl of that if I could find one.
I seem to recall someone having one of those.
To the end.
We'll do that later. We gotta talk about Footbag.
We gotta talk about Footbag.
This is a game I wouldn't talk up.
I mean, well. I do say that there was part of it where... Oh, my God. Part of it where...
He's still on his phone, ladies and gentlemen.
That's not Hades. part of it where I was like, you know, this looks kind of fun.
It does. You were like, oh, God damn it, it's making me want to buy a foot bag.
Yeah. Yeah. It was during, like, the demonstration part, like, the five basic kick... Five basic kicks?
Five basic kicks. You have your inward kick, your outside kick.
Your toe kick.
Your toe kick, your knee kick.
Your knee kick and your back kick.
Yes.
And you got to do some sweet hand poses.
For some of them.
Yeah.
I don't know what... I guess it's just to, like, get the positioning.
Well, it might be... Yeah, because, like, if you noticed at the end, guy that does, like, the hand movement,
yeah.
The other guy doesn't do them. He keeps his hand sort of at his side while he's doing it.
Well, the mustache man wasn't doing them at the end.
Yeah, it was.
Was he?
He was one of the two. Mm-hmm.
But was he doing the hand motions?
Not as exaggerated, but
right.
He was still doing them.
Okay.
And the other guy, caveman guy,
he's
hands
stoic.
At the sides. Yeah. He's all business.
Just a nightmare.
Yeah, he's all business. He's not about that flashy.
If you
shit.
See him coming at you from like a mile away, you'll shit yourself.
But I think the moment we knew this footbag thing was gonna fucking
dude,
rock
it was
the
in like the
out.
First like 4 minutes.
Well, because like when Bud's like going around just espousing the virtues
yes.
of footbag,
yes,
and then he happens upon two lads playing tennis,
uh huh,
And it turns out they're fucking footbag savants.
Yeah.
Are boys. And so after Bud does some things, they start footbagging. We're like, oh my God, this is nutso. Yeah.
And then he puts on ski gear and then
teleports
into different footage.
The editing is weird.
It's so they have Bud Palmer demonstrate a couple, like do some like bits early, and they clearly cut to stunt doubles for all of them. And then he does a slam dunk.
That's right.
Where he's clearly just like, and step on the ladder now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. All those cuts to below the waist being not him.
Oh, definitely not him. Because I believe they're wearing shorts and he is clearly wearing pants.
Yes.
Which is just great. Bud Palmer, rest in peace, unless you did something awful, in which case...
As far as I know, he didn't, but I didn't look too deeply.
Listen, nobody's perfect. Poe Buddy's nerfect. Yeah, so there were four sanctioned games that you could play.
Yes. They were freestyle.
Freestyle and traditional.
Footbag, the one where you keep it in the air.
Yeah, that's normal.
It had a term.
I forget.
Not like endurance.
It was like classic.
And then
golf.
And then yeah, like fucking disc golf, but with a footbag.
And I'm like, that's the weakest one. We found it.
Yeah, I was like, what if I showed up to like a disc golf course
with a hacky sack?
With a footbag.
Oh, we found a hacky sack's a name brand.
Yeah.
It's the Kleenex of footbags.
I didn't know that.
That's a weird phenomenon.
It is. Yeah. Like the I think it's called General Trademark.
Mm-hmm.
Where
something becomes so overused for...
Mm-hmm. Like Velcro.
Mm-hmm. That's a brand name?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. Hook and loop fastener is the actual term.
Yeah, I can see why
Velcro's way better. Kleenex, you're right. Hula Hoop is a brand.
Sure, but I don't know if anyone else made hula hoops.
I don't know.
I guess they would.
Well, this is fun. I'm trying to think of
in the South Coke.
Coke, yep. Especially Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch tape.
Yes, that's a brand.
Yeah. Not duct tape.
No, that's a...
That's generic.
That's the term.
That's the actual word there.
Obviously, hacky sack.
Hacky sack. Nerf gun.
Arguable. That one's a little bit more iffy.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna look these up. Continue. Let's continue with footbag.
I don't know what else. Like, it was rad.
It was like yeah. There's
in the
really
in the beginning, there was
say.
Like that's a quick true. Montage of a bunch of people just going fucking nuts.
Yeah. Oh, with... generic trademark. I'm sorry. Oh, Jell-O.
Oh yes. What do we got?
Let's see. In subpopulations, what the fuck?
Hey Billy, what was your favorite episode?
Oh, this
of...
is mainly like what's the word? Jargon, like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that sort of thing. In pharmaceuticals, apparently aspirin.
Yes.
For some protection from generalization of trademark, the common practice of assigning a non-proprietary name for the drug based upon chemical structure. Brand name drugs have a well-known non-proprietary name. So like, because Tylenol.
My brain is glassing over.
Well, Tylenol is acetaminophen.
Right.
Also known as paracetamol in the UK.
Okay.
So, like...
Fucking UK.
I know, right?
Ugh.
Lipitor, I guess, was a brand name. That's
sure.
A cholesterol drug.
Mm-hmm.
I've
watched daytime television.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what Lipitor is.
Here's a list, fucking finally.
That weirds me
frequently
out.
Frequently used as generic terms.
Mm-hmm. Hit me.
Adrenaline.
What?
The actual term is epinephrine. Adrenaline.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yeah. Airfix. This is not common in the U.S. Airfix is a company that makes injected molded like plane kits. So in the U.K., Airfix is a U.K. company.
Sure.
So they'll call models like Airfix. things like that. Allen wrench.
Really?
Yeah, hex key is the actual term.
Oh, you see that in at IKEA. They call it a hex key.
Exactly. AstroTurf.
Yes.
Band-Aid.
Yeah. Oh, how did we not get Band-Aid?
I know. Biro. UK. It's a UK term for a ballpoint.
Oh. We don't call them, like, Bic.
No, we just call them ballpoints.
Yeah. A pen.
Yeah. It's Biro is derived from the last name of the inventor of the ballpoint pen.
Okay.
Laszlo Biro.
All right. Oh, what a name.
Bubble wrap, apparently.
What?
Is a was a trademarked term.
Oh, my God.
In the 80s and 90s, a Canon or a Xerox.
Okay. Xerox, I think, would be...
Chapstick is a trademarked term.
I don't think about that. I mean, yeah, that's a brand.
Uh-huh. Blah, 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 blah. Coke, you nailed that one.
Yeah. I always nail Coke.
Crockpot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never thought about that.
Is a brand name for a slow cooker.
Yeah. I guess as they become more popular, Instant Pots might.
Yeah. That's a good point, yeah. Dictaphone. Nice. A Dremel.
Wow. I don't think about Dremels very often.
Yeah.
Or ever.
EpiPen. Continue.
Hey, Billy, what's your favorite episode of 69 Cent Special?
The one where they list generic trademarks for a long time. Hold on, we're keeping going. I'm just going to skip through Frisbee.
Oh, that's a classic.
Google. Jacuzzi.
My problem with Google.
Uh-huh.
Jacuzzi
is you still use Google to Google.
It's a verb.
Right. But it's become a generic trademark.
Right, but what I'm saying is I'm not using it to describe a noun.
That's very true. That's very true. I'm not a Google.
Because if I tell you
Googling.
If I tell you, hey, Google this, and you use DuckDuckGo, I'm not going to get offended.
Right, exactly. Jet ski.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid. Kind of.
We're getting a little bit further.
Mace.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like Windu.
Yep. Muzak.
Really?
Muzak Holdings was the name of the company that...
My God.
Yeah.
That one's wild.
That one's a cool one.
Muzak, for those of you who don't know, describes that... basically our theme song.
More or less, yeah. Onesies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Gerber came up with that name. Ping Pong. Parker Brothers came up with that name.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. I guess Ouija board.
Plexiglass.
Okay. That one makes sense.
What the fuck?
What?
Apparently in Canada, the term pogo means corn dog.
What the
fuck? Because there's a brand that... I don't fucking know, dude.
What the fuck? Canada. Hey.
Post-it.
Yeah.
Sticky note's the generic term. So I'm like, I use sticky note.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't say post-its.
Yeah.
I know people who do.
Yeah, I say sticky note.
Yeah.
Popsicle.
That makes sense.
Q-tip.
Oh, that's a classic one. How did we miss that?
I know. Realtor.
Bull and shit.
No, the National Association of Realtors. They were, those were members of that association, but has now become...
Oh, okay.
Real estate agent is a realtor.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, rollerblade.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, scotch tape. Sharpie.
Okay.
We're almost at the end. Sorry.
Thank God.
Styrofoam.
Real.
Yep.
What are you supposed to call it?
Besides? Polystyrene foam.
Okay. Well.
So that's where we got the term styrofoam, polystyrene foam. It's the same plastic they make Gundam models out of.
That sucks.
Yep. Tarmac. Taser.
Oh, okay. All right.
Thermos.
Okay.
Tylenol. Vaseline.
Mm-hmm.
Tupperware.
That one I knew.
Whiteout. That was a brand name.
Okay.
Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Ziploc.
Okay.
Yeah.
And other brands.
And various other brands. Anyway.
Speaking of white, this
Hacky
video
sack.
Was it?
Yeah, this, like, I there was a, near there, the end there.
It was actually near the middle.
I was like, has we seen anything whiter?
Because he was demonstrating proper form for the inside kick.
Yes.
In a perfectly white room.
Yes. pale legs.
We were shown. Zoomed right in.
Did he have his legs shaved? I couldn't tell.
No.
Okay. Good.
He had. It's just his body hair is very light, as you could tell from his mustache.
Yeah, because he has like dark hair, but his mustache was the same color as his skin.
Yeah, you could hardly see it.
It was kind of
odd. That might be a fault of the VHS format.
Color correction, maybe.
No, just, you know, poor definition.
True. Because he had to like turn at a certain angle, and then you could see like the poofiness of like the corner of his mustache.
So it might just be a definition thing.
Yeah, that's possible. But it's still very similar colors.
Very similar
colors. Because his hair was demonstrably darker.
Yes.
Which is kind of interesting. It's always interesting seeing people with different color facial hair than their hair. I always find that kind of interesting.
I kind of have that going on a little bit.
I think everyone has at least a little bit of it when it's like distinctly different.
Yes.
Where it's like black facial hair, but they have like lightish brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, whoa, that's wild.
I have more red in my facial hair than I do in my like regular hair.
Yeah, my facial hair is more red than my hair. Mm-hmm. My hair is more like dirty blondish.
I think that's true of a lot of redheads.
Yeah, but my facial hair is more like coppery.
Mm-hmm. What you're saying is I could wire you up.
Yes, all of my mustache hairs are notoriously conductive.
It's a real shame that most of your house is covered in carpet then.
Don't solder this.
Don't solder this.
Oh god, that is that's from Saw probably.
Dur.
Are you like
it's from Saw Dur.
Oh yeah.
Did you get it?
All the people in the UK that listen to this are like, it's solder, you idiots.
What?
Yeah, they pronounce it solder. There's an L in there, so it kind of makes sense.
So, yeah, but they also fucking spell it couleur, so...
But also, I imagine a lot of the U.S. accent derives at least partially from Irish.
I read somewhere,
uh-huh.
And I don't know if it's apocryphal.
Okay, good word.
It's a very good word. Stole it from MC Front a lot. Where the current American Southern accent is closer to how English sounded when the United States
was being colonized.
Yeah,
I've heard several things about how older British accents are closer to
drawly
or American-ish.
Yeah,
than current current received pronunciation or Cockney or various modern UK accents.
The King's English. Or sorry, Queen's English at the moment.
Oh yes.
Or do they say King's English though? Is it King's English? British fans.
The King's game is golf.
King's game.
But
ball chess.
But if you listen to someone with an Irish accent say solder, it sounds closer to like solder.
Yeah.
Like it's the O is a little lower.
Solder.
But it's harder to hear the L. So I think it makes
UK sense. Fans first exist, then chime in.
Hey, in some of our analytics, they're listening.
Yeah, but those could be VPNs.
That's true.
We'll never know.
I think our second country is Canada.
Okay, here's my good test.
Yes.
If you're a listener from the UK and you have access to a VPN, set your VPN to Madagascar, and that's how we'll know.
Ah, clever.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to go out of your way to email us. We'll just see Madagascar.
Or you could email us at
youjerks@69centspecial.com.
It's a real email address. Please use it. We're very lonely.
It's real. Hashtag, it's real.
I want to get...
still use hashtags?
That's a good shirt. I mean, they have to.
Hashtag, it's real.
Well, just like, 69 cent special. It's real.
Yep.
We know.
Once you pop, that's great.
Oh, I love prongles.
Prongles.
That's my favorite. That fucking stupid looking pig.
Oh, A plus.
Once you pop, that's great.
That's great.
One of their flavors is original and salt.
Original and salt?
Yeah.
What makes up that original part then?
The potato.
Oh, original potato. As opposed to those newfangled Neo potatoes.
Well, yeah, you get those Neo potatoes in Neo Tokyo. That's, you don't want them.
Yeah, they keep screaming Tetsuo or Kaneda. Kaneda.
Kaneda.
Tetsuo.
And then you do a cool slide on your motorcycle. Because
Tetsuo is the one that was turning into giant fetus.
Yes.
So Kaneda is the one with the bike.
Mm-hmm.
So Kaneda would be shouting Tetsuo. Tetsuo would be shouting Kaneda. So I was trying to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how we had it.
Yes. I was just making sure I had it right.
Yes.
In my head.
You do.
And then you squish someone within you.
You squish them.
You squish them. That scene scarred me. Yeah?
I actually haven't seen Akira in a long time. I think it's been 5 years.
It's good.
I had a pirate copy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine just had a DVD, so I would watch it there.
Yeah, I had a pirated copy.
Nice.
Yeah, it didn't even have a menu. It just went straight to the movie.
Oh, damn.
That's how pirated it was.
I think there are, because I mean, I remember watching it many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
Because in college, I took several courses on like Japanese culture and history and stuff like that. And we'd watch like in our Japanese like popular culture class,
mm-hmm.
we watched several movies just so like,
yeah,
hey, these are different popular movies in Japan. And like, let's analyze them.
Analyze this.
And I think Akira was one of them, but we also watched Princess Mononoke.
Classic.
And Summer Wars is very good. It's a more modern.
I believe one of our friends keeps trying to get me to watch that.
It's very good. It's from like mid-2000s, mid to late 2000s.
That would track.
Very good. I highly recommend Summer Wars.
I won't watch it.
Okay.
that's not me saying, no, I don't want to. It's, I know me.
And then there's, and then I'm seeing trailers for Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway's Flash, and dear Lord, that looks like a depressing movie.
Cool.
Yeah, it's about killing your own son. Anyway,
Isaac and his mother.
Ah, is that coming out in March?
I think so.
Repentance,
March 31st, I believe.
Hell yes, I am jazzed. I think I pre-bought it.
I think I did. I don't see a problem with pre-ordering like an expansion to a game you already like.
Exactly. And I didn't pre-order it to like keep my place in line because it's a digital fucking
download. It's a digital game.
But I was like, I adore Binding of Isaac. This is more Binding of Isaac. I know I will want it.
You are one of those people who adores Binding of Isaac that has very rarely beaten it.
Yeah, I'm not that good, but shit, I love that game. And I think I would do the same if, like, Hades somehow got an expansion. I don't even know what they would do.
Probably add a couple more gods.
Yeah, they could add...
Apollo's not in there.
Hephaestus.
Hephaestus and Apollo aren't in.
Apollo, you're right. Because Artemis is in there.
Artemis is in, but Apollo's not. Possibly because his domains kind of overlap with hers a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. But it could be interesting to have
they're
that
both
dynamic.
Archers.
Yeah. Is one of them the sun? Is that Apollo?
He is sometimes a sun god. Other times that's Helios.
Got it. Well, yeah. Is Helios the Titan?
Helios is the actual
sun.
He's the guy what pulls the sun.
Guy. Oh, on the chariot.
Yeah.
But
Apollo like does. Well,
did Apollo
there.
Do the moon then?
No, that's Artemis.
Oh, that's Artemis. Okay.
Artemis is associated with the moon.
Artemis Fowl.
Never read those.
No. I read the first book in middle school and I really enjoyed it. I don't remember a thing about it.
I seem to recall he's a dickhead.
Yeah, he's kind of like a stuck up jerk because he's really freaking smart.
Ah,
yeah,
that old chestnut.
Yeah, like super smart genius kid.
I hate that trope.
Yeah,
I hate the smart equals mean.
But I think one of the things that people really liked in Artemis Fowl is the book is a journey of him realizing how much of a dick he is.
Yeah, that's
fine. And him softening up.
That's fine.
I only read the first book. All I remember is it was fun to read. And there's cool little fantasy things sprinkled in.
I seem to recall, is Day 9 a super huge fan?
Day 9? I don't know. Maybe.
One of those kinds of books.
Yeah. I don't know. Meanwhile, I'm trying to restart The Way of Kings, which is like 1,100 pages.
What even is that?
The Way of Kings is the first book in the Stormlight Archive series by Brandon Sanderson. It's like ludicrously huge fantasy.
Mm.
Brandon Sanderson is very well known for his world building.
I only have one point of reference for Brandon Sanderson.
When he finished The Wheel of Time?
No.
Mistborn.
I can't say it without invoking a particular alarm.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yep.
But that was a fun thing to watch. It didn't trigger. I didn't say the word.
Okay, we're good. Just making sure that it wasn't like reading our minds or anything.
No, it only triggers when I say Magic the Gathering.
Oh, fuck.
Ow, beans. I thought we shot that thing.
I got it. We're good. Fuck. But yeah.
Is there anything else about Footbag that we wanted to talk about?
God, I don't know. The energy of it was really...
It was really up.
Positive.
Yeah. It's a good 30 minutes.
Yeah. It was a... It's a little slow in the beginning because it felt a little bit like, well, all right, when, get to the Footbag.
When they're explaining the various, like, moves, it starts off being very boring, but then you think about it a little bit more and you're like, this is actually kind of impressive.
Yeah. Like, the more you see it, like, the more I saw it, the more I was impressed. And, like, especially when he was starting to explain the back kick.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is the most satisfying kick in Footbag. And I'm like, no, fuck off.
And then we saw him do it a bunch of times. And I'm like, yeah, it does look really satisfying.
Because especially there was one where they tossed it at him.
Right.
And he just hit it back with a back kick. And I was like, okay, yeah, that would be fucking dope as shit if I could pull that off.
And they're like fucking explaining like, hey, if you tuck your arm back in this particular position, you can turn your head a little bit more so you can still see it. And I'm like, ooh,
that's a nice tip.
Ooh, good tip.
Good tip.
They didn't talk about the tip kick, the toe kick, very much.
Only a little bit. They basically said it was tough.
It's tough and tough to, like, use. It's mainly for saves.
Yeah.
Same with the knee kick.
Yep. Yep. And then, like, make sure you don't use, like, was it the outer kick?
Yeah.
When it's too close to your body.
Yeah.
Because you'll get all tangled up.
Yeah, that's more of a quick little maneuver into a...
Quick little nugget.
Into an inner kick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good one to put Power Rangers noises on.
Sega. Oh, dude, do you think there are any Footbag video games?
I know of at least one.
But really?
California Games.
Oh, you're right.
California Games famously includes Footbag.
Oh, it's got the Footbag. You're right.
I believe that's just on the NES.
California Games, maybe on the Genesis?
Well, no. So I know it's in... Because the NES version is basically the Amiga version, I believe.
Okay.
So I think it's on the Amiga version.
Just a ported Amiga version, essentially. Yeah. I'm going to look that up.
I don't know if,
California Gaming.
Fun fact. The company that made California Games, Epix, I believe.
Yep, you're correct.
Also helped make the Atari Lynx.
Wow.
It's actually mostly their hardware.
The more you know. 1987. That's when this video came out.
My God, it's in the middle of Footbag fever.
Originally released for the Apple II and Commodore 64.
I might be thinking Commodore 64 and not
also
Amiga.
Came out on the Amiga, Amstrad CPC, Apple IIgs, Atari 2600, Lynx, Atari ST, MS-DOS, MSX, NES, Sega Genesis, Master System,
I knew
ZX,
it came out
on Spectrum.
It came out on basically everything.
Yes. Development.
Most of what I know about California Games, like most games from the 80s, I know of through Ashens.
Yeah, exactly. The sound design for the original version of California Games was done by Chris Grigg, a member of the band Negative Land.
Cool.
What kind of genre are they? Punk? Oh, no, experimental. Weird shit.
Well, I mean, the music in California Games is just surfer movie, so.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Kind of.
Branching from their popular Summer Games and Winter Games series.
Yep. Eagle-eyed viewers will have seen the Angry Video Game Nerd episodes on both.
Do you want to know who developed the NES version?
Was it Codemasters?
No.
Was it Mattel?
No. Bigger. Modern. More, it's still...
Was it THQ?
Company? No.
Was it EA?
No. Known for a monkey.
A monkey.
A monkey. And a bear. That has a backpack.
Oh, it was Ultimate Play the Game? Rare?
Yes.
Wow.
Look at that.
Were they still Ultimate Play the Game at the time, or were they Rare?
They were Rare.
Wow, they really fucked that one up.
Yeah.
That game sucks.
Yeah, because Rare was founded in 85.
It blows real hard. Yeah.
Ultimate Play the Game was founded in 82 and then turned into Rare in 85.
Got it.
By the Stamper Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Rare is one of my favorite companies to know the history of and one of the companies I care the least about in the modern day.
RC Pro-Am was a dope game.
I assume.
It was a racing game. I played it a lot on the NES.
I seem to recall that one played a little bit like Micro Machines.
A little bit, but it was isometric instead of top-down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. But I felt the controls were nice. I liked the controls.
I wouldn't want to play an isometric
It was a little hard to grasp, but I was like, what, fucking five? I didn't care.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Micro Machines, though. Ugh.
I liked...
Ugh.
Not a licensed game for the NES. Yeah.
Wow.
Completely unlicensed.
Wow. I played the fuck out of it on NES.
Well, did you notice that it had a weird-ass cart?
I don't know.
Because I guarantee you it did not have a regular cart. Or maybe it did. I think that one had a licensed release.
Micro.
Because it was part of, I forget. Was it Codemasters?
Codemasters made Micro Machines, yes.
Yeah, but I forgot who published it.
Published by Comerica.
Right, Comerica.
Themed around Galoob's Micro Machines toys.
Yes, those are... Galoob, I think, was in partnership with Comerica?
Probably.
I
still have the N64 Micro Machines game. Love that one.
But those are the guys that did the Aladdin deck system, if you remember that.
Was that the one where it was...
Yes.
Got it. On the SNES or on the NES?
NES.
Got it.
It was actually made as a response to the Super Nintendo, kind of.
Oh, interesting.
Well, because they were like, well, we have a huge install base on the NES.
Because the Micro Machines game on the NES ran really well.
Yes.
Like, I thought it was really impressive. The music was really good.
Yes.
But apparently, they didn't even have access to the official Nintendo documents on the hardware.
Yeah, they had to reverse engineer it.
Exactly. That's nuts!
Yeah, they were really...
That's really impressive.
Yeah, yeah. The Gaming Historian has a really good video on their whole deal.
Wow. The game did not go through QA.
And yet runs beautifully.
A major bug that caused the game to crash was discovered near completion. The bug occurred when the player tried to reverse on the first race and escaped notice because none of the testers thought to do so as they thought it was so easy. It was determined that just one binary bit was wrong and a device that functioned like a miniature Game Genie was installed on the cartridges to correct it.
Yeah, because they were also the Game Genie people.
Yeah, as by the time the bug was discovered, there were plenty of ROM chips containing the bugged version. Released for the NES by Comerica in 91, Nintendo wanted development halted because Codemasters did not have a license from them and sued Galoob over the license. Courts ruled in Galoob's favor, but the legal issues meant that the sales of the NES version were not as good as hoped. Interesting.
Yeah, it later got a planned re-release on the Aladdin deck system, but the company went under before that even got released.
Oh.
I know too much about things that don't matter. TJ?
Hence this show. Yes?
What was your favorite part of Footbag Basics?
The demonstration part. No, it was when we first meet our two freestyle men and they go nutso.
Yeah, I liked it whenever they went fucking just buck wild. There was that bit in the beginning where there was a footbag kicker that the footbags were on fire.
Oh my God, right?
How did you forget that?
I completely forgot about footbag.
That's my
on
favorite
fire.
Part.
Liar, liar, footbag on fire.
That's a bad thing to happen.
Yeah, you don't want your footbag lighting on fire.
That'll hurt your shoes.
Also, these were like the leather ones.
Yes. Yeah, I was used. I'm used to the like knit ones,
like the crocheted ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that's more of a modern thing?
That's a '90s thing, I think.
Probably. Interesting,
man. Wild how times change,
and how much they stay the same because everyone's playing footbag now.
You look outside and all the kids are not there.